Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Joe Gantenbian. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Trosky moves to third. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trotsky scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantenbian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Heath reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Siebert. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Grimes applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Grimes reaches third base with a triple. Johnson throws the ball into Brucker who tags Grimes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. 1 out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Lodigiani moves to second. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Grimes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grimes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock bunts towards third. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Heath reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive to left center field. That will be extra bases. Johnson and Chapman chase after the ball. Johnson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Johnson. Chapman scores. Heath scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Bob Joyce now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grimes moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. One out. Nick Etten pinch hits for Bob Joyce. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbien is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantenbien hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Roy Parmley now pitching. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 4 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbien fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.